welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Intellectual Kink.
Hi.
I am Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And we have people in studio.
We have women. You have women. I've appropriated your show.
Thank you.
Just so you know.
We've got Sanger.
Hi.
And our lovely Fauna.
Hi.
They've all been on the show before.
How you doing?
We're drinking. Woo. And I'm just going to be real honest.
Cheers.
I'm not sober now.
Cheers.
So.
Cheers.
I drove 3.5 hours.
I took the train, so yay. Hi. Tune into SkidrowStudios.com and click on the video link, and you can see us live right now. Fauna did her hair. She looks so gorgeous.
Fauna doesn't have to do her hair to look good.
I know.
Like are you the puppy now?
I'm a puppy.
Oh, she's a puppy. That's the way she used to have the dogs.
Okay. What?
Are we other than that, how are you, ladies? How are you, Nancy? You haven't said much.
I'm good.
Break the studio.
Yeah, you're sober.
Yeah.
You should drink.
Well, you know, I got out of work, so.
But you did that a little while ago, so.
What the fuck?
It's cool. But you know what? I wanted to get straight to the shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, and, I'm shaking the camera.
Shit.
We actually have a topic. It's not even what the fuck, believe it or not. And our topic, I think, is actually a pretty good topic, especially taking into consideration that it's still the new year. It's, you know, just past the Ides of January. And I like to use Ides because anything Shakespearean is fucking awesome.
Hi, you mean it's... Okay, but the Ides is not always the 15th.
Well, fuck you.
I'm just going to go with Ides.
Later. I thought it was just in March you could have Ides.
Ides in March.
You can always have Ides.
You can always have Ides.
I think it goes by the moon.
I think it does too, but
it's
I like
a full
sticking
moon.
With the 15th. Is it really?
Is that
Why
Ides?
Are we not No. Fucking.
Well, the full moon.
Oh, sorry.
The full moon, it does bring out crazy behavior. It's a true statement. That's kind
of where we just noticed it.
Yeah. No, it's true. It really did. People behave a little bit. I think maybe it's the brightness, that kind of harvest thing, that thing. But anyway, it's just.
We're not harvesting.
That's not what we're talking about. We can harvest eggs.
Eating people.
Not me.
If Nancy were to fist, she can get closer to your eggs than anybody else.
What?
Not mine.
It's true, right? Speaking the truth.
Totes.
She's like,
she's yes, tweeting.
Whatever.
LOL.
So the topic, LOL. The topic today is, what would you tell your newbie self? So all of us in here are fairly experienced at this point. You're no longer novice. You know, all of us have a few years under our belts or several years. I'm so sorry. I keep shaking the camera. Several years under our belts. Whatever. I can't stop. I'm just, you know.
You know what we should do? Switch.
And so it's kind of a good thing because when we start off as newbies, we all make mistakes. And certainly now, being a newbie, I would assert, is far easier than way, way back in the day. Because way, way back in the day, there was no interwebs. You know,
well,
you just fucking figured deep shit
web.
Out on your... Well, but even way, 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 way back in the day.
Usenet groups, right? You could tell spanking stories.
Yeah, but there might not even have been that. I mean, like, you know, we're talking like way back in the day. I'm old. So
hello.
It is what it is. Anyway, so the point is... It still makes... But also, I graduated earlier, so I'm like fully way older.
Whatever.
So the point being... What would you tell yourself now, with all of the knowledge that you have today, what would you tell yourself when you're first kind of going through, as Nancy calls it, kinky puberty?
Mistress.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that was fun to say.
That's
I have a question.
Fun to hear.
Am I advising myself or am I advising newbies?
You know what? I think that at this point you would be advising yourself, which thereby would be advising newbies.
Sure.
Well, okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I mean, myself as a newbie is probably... Because I, knowing what I know now, if I had known to say to myself then, dude, don't get married.
Don't get married is generally a bit of advice for anybody
please, everybody
at any time.
Stop getting married.
Don't get married. Oh, I should silence my phone.
Oh,
that's me.
Okay, so, I mean, because
no, but right. But really, I mean, in the scheme of BDSM, ladies in the round table. What would you tell yourself? I'm asking you, dear sweet Nancy.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Fuck, you went with TLC.
I sure fucking did.
Wow. You did. And what does that mean to you exactly? Because waterfalls could be orgasms.
Oh, that's a good
Oh, definitely chase those. I mean, you know, don't... We're looking at the live listener count and whatever.
Anyway, like joke.
Nobody wanted to listen. There was no live fisting.
You know, don't go, you know, don't try to start big, you know? You know, I started out and I wanted everything. I wanted everything that we have now.
Okay.
When I started.
But you wanted it all at once.
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't.
As opposed to building towards it.
Well, and I didn't, that never even occurred to me to build upon, you know, whatever knowledge base I was gaining.
All right.
It never occurred to me that that was the smartest way to go about that. So that's really primarily what I would tell my newbie self.
I would tell myself not to run because I discovered that I was very different from my girlfriends, very young. And I immediately ran from it and went about as like, I mean, super like sexual vanilla, but about as vanilla as you could get because that was the expectation. That was the box that was expected of a then blonde, very pretty, very kind of musical. I was that kind of person. I was very performance related, etc. And there were expectations. There was a box. And so I conformed to the box. And I would tell myself, you know what? Fuck the box. Fuck all of that. Be true to who and what you are. Because I ran and then I married somebody about as I could get from me being who I am. And that impacted me in a lot of ways. But if I hadn't have done that, I couldn't even imagine where I would be today. So,
for myself, this is fun, everybody. I started like my BDSM experiences after my parents had passed. So it was kind of like this weird experience of just exploration sexually, you know, fantasies, kind of making them come and happen. But I jumped in really fast without any information, and I kind of messed somebody up. And I've had a lot of guilt about that. Like, I wish that if I could go back, I would tell myself to really, you know, research more, read more about, you know, people's fantasies. You know, basically what ended up happening was I was making this person's fantasies come true, and they weren't. They just couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
it was messing them up, and they needed therapy. And then it became, now I need to tell you, you need therapy. Uh-huh. And that's hard because people are like, I'll do what I want. But he needed help because he couldn't figure out why he was desiring these things like strap-on play. And to serve, you know, somebody like that, to be submissive, he was filled with so much shame. And I didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to guide him. Now I could, you know, now I'd know not to jump into something like that. Before, there was a lot of negotiation and talking and taking time. But I just thought, hey, this is what you want. I want to give you what you want. You're telling me this is what you want? Okay, let's do it. And I mean, I went out and bought a strap-on and bought a, you know, dildo and let's do this. And then afterwards it was a spiral for him. And so that was really hard to deal with. And I blamed myself. And a lot of it was my responsibility, but I have to let that go. So if I could go back, I would just say, just research more so that you know how to cope. Because I just stepped away from everything. I didn't want to do anything BDSM anymore. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm bad at this. I'm unqualified. I don't qualify. And that was a big thing for me in general. To qualify was a big thing. And I thought, well, now I need to be submissive.
Like,
so that I can learn, right? And
oh,
I was very bad at being submissive. Right. But I could play the role very well as an actress. I could do that.
In the moment.
But I don't get paid to do that.
Yeah. it wasn't me. I wasn't being authentic. So if I could go back to that time, that was after, you know, the whole other thing, I would just say, just skip that part. Find a mentor, please. Because this is who you are. You know you're this dominant woman, and you're going to be great, you know.
Yeah.
If I could go back, that's what I would tell myself. So.
Yeah, and I think that there's, to just kind of sidebar that
point. There's a difference between being a submissive and being a bottom. Because, I mean, you can still be a dominant person and you can have the experience of bottoming to understand what it feels like. And that's not going to really, but there's a huge difference between being a submissive and a bottom. And I've certainly discovered that with people coming to me saying, I seek submission. No, you fucking don't. You're a bottom. And guess what? You are giving me a menu. So you can go to somebody and pay them $300 an hour for that because that's not what I'm here for.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. I can give you some very qualified people for that. Mm-hmm. Not me. Just go just, away.
It's not me. Yeah.
Who's humming?
Me. I'm vibrating.
Ooh.
It's not even Hitachi.
Oh, that's a shame.
What's up?
It's all right.
What in the
book? What about you, Sanger? Ow. I just hit my hand.
Don't do that.
Did you negotiate that with the table?
I need aftercare.
You're on your own.
Give her aftercare, Nancy.
Yeah, whore. I am trying to think of which part of newbie, or which new. Jesus,
that's
God.
Fuck.
Fauna is
I'm all tapped out on aftercare.
Honey, and Nancy will not.
Honey, if you want, I'm more than happy to give you a little pain. I'm okay with that. That's really what
I
you,
like
need. You need.
I like to inflict it on myself. Anyways, go ahead.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, when I was driving here, which only took about 2.5 hours, I thought about, like, let off the clutch. Just get the fuck off the clutch and do it. Oh, you know, because you can ride the clutch for 50 miles from where I work to where you live. And
which is why most people in LA don't have a stick shift.
I drive a stick shift. I love it. And I think it's probably because I'm a control freak of some manifestation. It comes to clutches.
Interesting.
But I was, you know, just let it, you know, it's going to be okay if I just drive. Oh, sorry. Drive the fucking car. I'm shaking the camera.
Yeah, whatever.
Ah, fuck it. Which is kind of the opposite of what she said, which is don't chase waterfalls, where I was saying, do it, fucking do it. And I think I backpedaled a lot and I questioned myself a lot and said, oh, well, somebody's telling me what to do. That must mean because I can follow directions, I'm submissive. You know, I am slavey. I am. And really, I'm a pain slut and I like to run the show. I mean, I'm happy, like, we've played, and I'm like, you guys do it. But that is a scene, and it is in this parentheses, and I think I'm okay. I think you guys have a good time,
mm-hmm.
ladies. uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, but I think, again, way back, I was 18 when I started fucking about with this shit, you know, just 20 years ago. And it was sort of like, what do you, you know, the things in the at the back of the LA Weekly or whatever the fuck it was. There was some other fucked up magazine or weekly or something like that. It was like the back pages.
The back page is what it was called.
It was the LA Weekly?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the LA Weekly, but I remember
the back page. And like finding that
fuck, I can't believe I don't remember these.
Dark party and, you know, leave the message and what name you're going to use and we'll call you back and let you know what the address is. Kind of, there was some
very seedy
up situations and some of them were amazing.
Wow.
And that's not the case any longer. I mean, FetLife all over the place. You know?
Yeah.
People talk about how kinky they are at work and I go, sure you are.
Yeah. A lot of people are talking more about it. I mean, the dungeon itself is getting more and more crowded, which is interesting.
And the classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of ours mention, he's like, is it just me or has shit doubled in size in the last 6 months? And I'm like, mm-hmm. It really has.
Really? That? Most recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I mean, I've been active, you know, locally for about 4 years now, and it has. It has doubled.
And the amount of education that is available specifically in the Los Angeles area. But also, I mean, I have friends that are all over. So like, you know, when you go see to the events, friends of RSVP do on FetLife, there's education everywhere. I mean, it's really amazing. You know, the things, fuck, I didn't learn how to spank. Yeah. You know, I didn't have a class. I went to a class now. I mean, in recent years. But because it was like, well, what if I want to fill in some holes? What if I don't know something? What if I've been doing something wrong all these years? Which made me a little paranoid, actually. Because I was like, fuck, God damn it. And I think, and I go back and I like think of all the things that I did. And I'm like, oh, shit. I did some like irreversible damage to somebody, but you know, whatever. I mean, they had a good time.
There's, yeah, about that, like what you had said about I messed somebody up. I mean, one of the things I would say to myself is like, it always, there's two, it takes at least two to tango, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things you, I'm not willing to accept blame for any longer. Because I wasn't the only one in the room, you know? I mean, there's some things like, fuck no, that had nothing to do with me. But
yeah,
I think a big part is assessing responsibility. And that's one of the things we do now negotiating, is saying, what part do you play? What part do I play? How does this work out? And again, as all your shows are, it's about communication.
Yeah, and but... laying out what the expectations are for both parties. I mean, I don't think it's said in such a way that verbiage isn't used in those moments of negotiation, but that's really what it is. You're really laying out each person's responsibility, the expectation of each side when you go through these negotiations. And let's be honest, when you're negotiating, we don't negotiate like every little teeny tiny thing, because in the moment of a scene, shit happens. You're like, she can take more, or she's going to do this. And I mean,
they're talking about me. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Well, and it's one of those things. I mean, this happened, I'm specifically staying with Sanger, and it's definitely happened with Nancy. I mean, not now, but in the beginning, it would be like in the middle of a scene, and I would go and whisper in their ear, how do you feel about XYZ? And then they would give me their feedback, and I'd be like, awesome. So then that would be the micro negotiation, but it certainly isn't, sure, you know, that kind of like in depth, written down negotiation that sometimes we talk about.
I think sometimes also being around long enough, you kind of get the sense of who knows their shit, right? Like, I'd come back to LA 2 years ago, and I kind of stayed away from the whole community because I was very invested in it before, and it didn't, you know, I wanted it some separation, and circumstances being what they were, when I came back, it was, I mean, I knew what the fuck I wanted.
Right.
And it wasn't about, you know, just entertainment, I guess. It was, this is who I am. And I'm not going to get it on OKCupid. Boys are funny. I'm not, sure, all boys are funny, but OKCupid boys are all kinky because they like blowjobs.
Yeah.
What? Ooh, or what? Anal sex.
I'm like...
Or they like to pull your hair and spank your ass. Please, that's just fucking sex, bitch.
What are you pouring yourself?
What is that? What is that?
It's the Moscato I was drinking on the train.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Which is to say, as far
I don't have a bottle of wine here in my glass.
There's two bottles right here.
It'll get to that when I'm done with this Moscato.
Yeah.
All
right.
What are you saying? I'm toasting.
You say,
à la votre
santé, which means to your health.
Santé. Yes. So, which is to fuck balls, yeah, I swear,
which is to fuck balls.
I never fucked balls.
Balls deep.
Kind of awkward.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no ball fucking. Although,
stones.
From a CBT perspective, now I want to do this.
I cannot serve you in this way. I'm sorry.
Want to fuck some balls right now.
Right?
What?
What if we like wrap them around the scrotum?
You can. We can do that.
Let's do this.
And then it would be little, but.
So let's have your pet, and if I can join in on some CBT fun, let's do this.
We're going to fuck your balls.
What I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
People,
so you came back. You came back into it. You knew what you wanted.
It was a Wednesday party.
Yeah.
And I saw you.
You met me.
I
remember this.
I remember that night. I was off my game, too.
Oh, fuck it. It didn't matter.
I didn't know who she was, and I spanked her.
We were going around in a circle. Do you remember? We were going in a circle. Everyone's like, my name is so-and-so, and I've been in lifestyle for blah, 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 and I think blah, blah, blah. And it came to me, and I was like, yeah, my name is Fauna. I'm dominant. That's all I said.
I missed that whole part. So when I got there late, there were three of us who'd kind of walked in, and I couldn't find the way in, and these two other people showed up out of fuck nowhere, and I was like, do you guys go to a party? And I was trying to be somewhat surreptitious, you know, because what if they're just here for
church.
Ultimate frisbee or whatever the fuck they
want?
Yeah, church next door.
Yeah.
The church next door.
Well,
amen.
Yeah. So, and I remember those two were sort of like, I don't have anything. I don't really know what I want. And I'm like, this is what the fuck I want. This is what I want to do. Who can help? And I picked you out for moment I saw you.
I remember.
And you would walk by me. I'm like, scary. What's in your toy bag? I tugged on your shirt and we went straight to and did.
Because you were like, hey, you want to play? And I'm like, So, all right.
So you had a kinky renaissance.
I had no idea.
Sanger, you had a kinky renaissance. And in that kinky renaissance, you were able to...
I had a kink community.
Well, but yes. Tell yourself or learn from the lessons that you might not have known in your kinky puberty.
Somewhat. I think the in-between, community-wise, like I'd still gotten some pretty fucked up, awesome kinky sex in the meantime, but not insofar as community. But I found the fucking ground in the meantime, too. Like, when I came back in July, I was solid. Like, I didn't care what anyone thought. This is who the fuck I am.
I'm which single. Which is the best way to do it.
No.
That was the thing that was most attractive
I think it was more
about
yes,
you.
Like, but really.
The most attractive thing about you was, like, this is me. I'm not trying to be anything else but this.
Yeah.
I'm not putting on any fancy anything, you know. Right. This is me. I like it. And I remember the energy that we had was so cool. I was like, I talked about it after. I was like, I met this girl who's really fucking cool. And the fact that when we'd play and then you'd go, hold on, I need to have an orgasm.
What?
And I'd be like,
that's so hot.
Yeah. I mean, I'd still talk about it.
Well, because it happened Saturday.
It happened on Saturday. She took my birthday spankings.
Okay.
All 40 of them.
What the hell did you use for those?
I used the Rogue.
Do you know what she's talking about with the Rogue?
What's the Rogue?
It's like...
I got it from Kinky Geek. I totally stuttered that. And it's a beautiful wooden paddle, but it's like a nice like brown, but there's one little section that's blonde wood. And so I call
it's
the Rogue.
Oh,
you know.
Cute.
Sweet.
Aww, I get
it's
that
very
one.
Kinky.
It is kinky.
And
but
geeky.
It's mean. It's mean. People
heavy.
Hate me after
shit.
I hit the, not her, but people
well,
hate me. They're like, why
slut.
The fuck did you hit me with that? But she takes it like a champion, and she took 40 of them. Yeah. It was incredible.
You
I've never
hit to grow on.
Did we miss your birthday?
It was my 40th birthday.
It was your 40th?
Not January 1st.
I had it on my calendar.
Home alone.
Defending yourself.
No,
alone. Nobody worries. It's okay, man.
No. I do worry because I had it on my calendar because I didn't want to forget because I knew it last year. And I didn't want to fucking forget. God damn it, shit.
Vanilla cupcake with white frosting and sprinkles.
Rainbow sprinkles, please.
Vanilla cupcake with white frosting and sprinkles when we
Patel.
Have our meeting.
Yes.
Upcoming.
I did go to the clown party that we had.
Clown party?
At the next Saturday.
That sounds like fucking torture. Fuck.
People didn't come because they were afraid.
I don't like clowns.
I was very
that
scary.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, I looked horrible. People still talk about how scary. Like, they meet me like this and they go, you were that pink haired clown. Oh my
just
God.
Just a fucking crazy bitch.
It was. But no one wanted to play with me. They were so afraid.
Right? As they should.
You painted faces, you said.
I did. I painted faces, but they didn't play with me.
I would have played. I was moving. It's my dream house.
Whatever.
But yes.
Adderall, by the way.
But yeah, I turned 40.
The pictures. Adorable.
Oh, right.
That's awesome.
The knowing self. This is what I want. And I remember the next day I was on the phone with my mom and I was sobbing. I was so happy.
Oh, happy sobbing.
She's like, what happened? I said, so I went to this thing and I asked for what I wanted and I got it. It was so awesome. Oh. And then I got this shit beat out of me.
You know what? I think that
you told that to your mom?
She's
yeah, they have a
super
weird relationship.
Awesome, cool mom.
I think that's one of the things that there's a couple things. I mean, listening to everybody's stories, if you really go back to a newbie self, is number one, kind of be true to yourself. Even if you're not 100% sure what that is, and don't be afraid to ask for what you want. You know, there's a challenge. I think it's a little bit easier when you're kind of the pain slip or S type to ask for what you want. When you're the D type, it's landmines of disappointment when you ask for what you want.
As opposed to
I'm not
directly.
Speaking, I'm not speaking of female submissives. I will actually speak, if you had a choice between a male and a female submissive, I would take a female submissive every day of the week over a male submissive.
Do tell.
Maybe there's too much testosterone in male submissives, but they are, they're too gimme-gimme. They have too much of an expectation of their wants being fulfilled above you as the dominant. And that doesn't work for me That's like not okay. Look, I'm not going to spend my whole day fucking you in the ass and having guys and you sucking guys' cocks. Please tell me, like logically, what does that do for me? One time, absolutely. I'm having guys fuck you in the ass and I'm having you suck guys' cocks. That's hot once. Every night of the week.
Come on.
Why don't you just go to Mark's house and suck his cock? Because I don't have any fucking time for this shit.
That reminds me of the male submissive. He was gorgeous, stunning, and he was dressed up like a kitty cat. It was amazing. He says, I would like to do a gangbang. As if I could pull that out of my fucking pocket and find like 12 women who have a strap on ready to go to fuck some total stranger in the butt.
Right. Yes. Oh, let me snap my fingers. Yeah. Oh, no,
but
mistress.
You
can you have somebody there to watch me?
What?
What?
What the fuck is this shit?
Get your own extras.
Please, mistress. No. Who yeah. the f- yeah. I am not.
No.
Pay me.
Yeah.
And then pay them.
Yeah.
And then I can make it happen. But if you don't show the fucking cash, that shit ain't happening. Period.
You know what the logistics of how much planning
for
that
fucking
takes?
Gangbang?
What the fuck? I would have to up a lot of women. I'd have to negotiate with them to make sure they were okay with it.
And plead.
And then for what?
What
for
do
me?
They get out of it? Yeah. Are you licking their pussy at the end? I don't fucking think so.
Nope. Wow.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And this is, this
high five
is your,
from afar.
Your global for male?
My experiences generally is the large majority of male submissives. And here's what I believe very strongly is it has to do with, number one, it is very difficult for a man to accept that they are submissive. I get it. That journey is difficult. It's hard. It is not what society dictates them to be. Get it. It fucking sucks. But adding to that, they still are men. They still have testosterone. They still have male privilege, to bring in a sociological term. And therefore, utilizing male privilege, they have an expectation that male privilege will be adhered to. And guess what? Not in my world.
Mm-hmm. I don't
go
think
to another world.
What you're describing is, does, to me, that is not a male submissive.
Yeah.
It's a male, but it's not a submissive.
Yeah. I agree. They consider themselves submissives, but I agree that that does not make them submissive.
Just because you
think
it
that
up
makes
the
them,
ass doesn't
that
make
them a bottom.
Submissive.
Yeah, makes them a bottom, which is totally cool. Go and be a bottom, but you're not a submissive, and you're certainly not serving me. Which is why I love my sweet Nancy, who has done amazing things.
She's like, yes, I'm not male.
I cannot tell you how proud I am of her in the last 4 or 5 months. The strides that she has made.
She's having
to improve her submission. And it's been really hard living together. It really has. But she's really done amazing jobs. And I've been like in a really shitty fucking mood this week. And she doesn't know this, but she's really been amazing. And I want to publicly thank and commend her for all of her wonderful submission.
But you guys live together now?
We do live together now.
How did I not know this?
Because it happened over time.
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, it wasn't one of those things where like, hey, let's take our dynamic to the next level. It was like, hey, my family really fucking sucks. Can I crash on your couch?
That's kind of how it happened.
All right.
But I have a couch in my bedroom, so that's where she sleeps. She used to sleep in the bed, and I was like, you need to get out of my bed because I need to sleep alone. I'm going fucking crazy with somebody in my bed. So she sleeps on the couch. But it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Not as comfortable as my bed, but it's comfortable.
I think I need to sleep on the floor for a little bit because my back's starting to knot.
Aww. Well, we're talking about getting you a doggy bed.
Yeah.
I want to get you a doggy bed.
Yeah.
Aww. Isn't that cute? We're putting it in the closet. She'll have her own little, like, doggy corner.
Cute.
Right?
Get awesome. In the closet, Nancy.
That's right. Closet time. Which is not, like, in the movie Closet Land, which was bad, but closet time in a good way.
So, Sanger, you brought up something that I wanted to, like rewind back to.
Okay.
Yes. No, it wasn't bad. But, you know, I think something that newbies really don't consider, and I sure as fuck didn't consider it, is how dangerous danger can be.
Hey, I was just telling Fawn this one story about having an X-Acto knife up my ass.
What?
Yeah, dangerous can be really dangerous.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And so I think
I get worried about my fucking acrylic nails.
Yeah.
You know, you go into it with this kind of like sensationalized idea of what it's all going to look like. And you don't think about, hey, the logistics of that, kind of not okay. Or kind of not a good idea.
What do you mean? By what it's all going to look like or logistics of that. I mean, I'm
well, I think it's kinda, the fantasy versus reality question.
Well, yes.
Kind of overarches a lot of things.
It's not all eyes wide shut, right? Like,
well, no.
It doesn't look like that movie.
So I'll give you an example. Real life example. So I gave access to my finances to someone.
Okay, you're done now. I understand exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
No, but see, you know, and it wasn't something that I wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to give him all my money. No, it was like, you know, through like mint.com where they could just like see it. You can't really touch it. You could see it.
Yeah, you think.
Yeah, right. Right. And I know that you know, obviously. But I did it with this kind of idea because I really had this whole, oh, I really just want to give up control. Can I please just not have any control, please? And that's all I had in my mind. That was all I was focused on. And that, I mean, nothing bad happened. But the fact that I was willing to do that, the fact that I was willing to do that and just be like, not think about, well, this could be bad if I give someone live access to my shit.
Except for, I mean, you can start with this could be bad and then go, well, everything could be bad. I'm not going to fucking get out the house.
I'm never leaving, you know,
like there's somewhere in the middle where there's some assessment of danger and some assessment of what you're going to deal with as far as in which part you're going to fucking bail.
Informed consent.
Well, I think as a newbie, I don't think, unless you have like all the fucking knowledge, you can't make that assessment.
You're not going to have all the fucking knowledge.
You're never going to have all that knowledge. Again, it boils down to, like I said, informed consent.
And also what you said was ask.
Yeah.
Like this, like there's no shame. And if someone wants to shame you for asking, peace out, motherfucker. You know, unless you're up to that, like, oh, I was really excited
really
for you to like, tell me I'm an idiot. Now I'm turned on. Let's do this,
no,
right?
That's really hard for people that are wired to be submissive to ask the person to whom they are willing to give control. I mean, freaking Nancy and I know each other. She fucking knows me. There are not many people that actually know me. She is one of the very few, and that is a very rare thing. And she's still terrified to ask me some things.
Is that about Nancy or is that about you?
I couldn't tell you.
That's about Nancy. Ooh. I will tell you right the fuck now. That's about Nancy.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, bitchy, but
now I want to understand.
your hesitation to ask probably has not as much to do with any intimidation from your mistress about...
It has more to do with my perception of her. It has nothing to do with her. It's
what
my perception
of
her.
As?
That is why I'm
like
here.
Some evil bitch.
No.
That is not it.
Evil crazy bitch.
Would you like to make me bleed? What exactly? Can we do that?
Fuck.
What?
What's going on?
I have a pocket knife in my purse at all times.
Where's the scalpels?
I haven't been paying attention. What's going on?
It's texting.
It's freshly sharpened. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
She's going to drink Singer's blood. That's what's happening.
Oh, God. No.
It's full moon.
I don't have
werewolf.
My blood test results with me.
When do vampires drink blood? All the time? Or just full moon?
I think all
I
the time.
Know.
If I base it upon my Twilight knowledge...
Oh, good. Because that is the epitome of vampire lore.
They get hungry when they get hungry, which is...
When they're hungry, they drink the blood.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's not just full moon.
I thought that was a
full moon transformation for the werewolves.
Werewolves.
And then when the moon sets or gets covered with a cloud, they turn into human.
She's going to sing Thriller now, right?
But they were werewolves, goddammit. They were zombies. What the fuck? Now you're fucking up the whole thing.
I don't know about these whole things.
Zombies.
He looked a little werewolfy towards the end.
Well, he did howl.
Yes, he did. He did.
Or was that eyes, right?
Yes. Vincent Price? Was he the...
Oh, God, I love Vincent Price.
He's not dreamy. He's dead. He's dust.
That's okay, too.
I guess if you're into that.
Actually, don't...
Some people are really into necrophilia. I don't want
to... We could go back to...
I don't want to judge. I totally judge.
I need a heartbeat.
Not asking.
And blood flow.
And a hard penis.
I would...
Ask me a question.
I really want to bleed soon.
Okay.
I've never made you bleed, Singer. Singer, I've never made you bleed.
To negotiate this.
Oh.
I've got a lot of things to poke you with.
We could, right?
What? Are we doing it now?
Demoing? Or bleeding? Demoing, negotiation?
I don't have the needles with me.
I don't want needles.
I want scalpels.
Oh, that's right. She wants
scalpels. Sharpened pocket knife.
You know, you told me that that's what you wanted. And
ladies and gentlemen,
I've never done that.
Don't do this at home, and certainly not while people have been drinking alcohol.
No.
Like, has a company involved.
I gotta 6 a.m.
In fact,
meetup.
It's a total crazy sidebar. One time we were hanging out with all of our girlfriends.
I wasn't
and they
there.
Wanted me. They wanted me to do needles on them, right? Well, we'll talk about this in the future. It'll happen. They wanted me to do needles on them, and I was like, well, I need to stop drinking if needles is going to happen because I can't do needles when I'm not sober. That's fucked up. So then, you know, I sobered up, and then we was like, all right, let's do needles. Okay, well, hey, for some reason, I'm out of rubbing alcohol in my needle kit or whatever. So go to your house, and we're in this person's house. Let's get rubbing alcohol. And she's like, I don't have any rubbing alcohol. Who the fuck doesn't have rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
We use vodka.
I was going to ask, did you use vodka?
We use vodka, which, by the way, ended up creating this entire kind of sensual component to the scene because I poured the vodka on her back and then I could lick it up, and it was really fucking cool. But
totally
I'm not
hygienic.
Saying that continually use vodka when you're doing needles. I'm just saying it was in a pinch. It created a moment and a memory. Please stick with, you know, more sanitary methods.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty gross.
It was awesome.
But that's rad.
Wiki rap.
I haven't done needles in a long, long time.
Oh, those scalpels.
But you know what? If I could go back to my original newbie self, I said I will never be into needle play. I was like, that sounds stupid. Who wants to fucking stick a needle in themselves? I was like, that is ridiculous.
In themselves?
Or in anyone else. I was like, that's stupid. Who would volunteer that?
A lot of people.
But that's the thing is because I had such a needle fear. But now it's a fetish. Now I'm totally into it. Now I can't get enough of it.
It's so fun. Same vein, although not needle specifically.
But not needle specifically.
I was at a party one time in Vegas with my friends, and there was the cutest little submissive boy. He was so fucking adorable. And we strung him up and played tetherball with him. It was awesome.
And then he,
in the middle of tetherball, whispered in my ear, you know, mistress, I heard you like golden showers. I would love to try some. And I was just like, all right. So after he got pulled down, we went to the bathroom and just bam, right there, golden showers from the tap. And I was like, I thought I wouldn't like that. I thought it'd be something I wouldn't enjoy. And I'm like, this is fucking hot. Yeah. This needs to happen all of the time.
Which part of that? Just, I'm not sure.
Was I swallowing the golden showers?
Come on.
Okay.
No.
You never fucking
What are you talking about?
No, I know.
Yeah. I know you know.
I know.
I didn't know.
I know. There's certain things I'd be willing to experience from the bottom end. Golden showers is not one of them.
No.
Because that, to me, I equate golden showers very much in the vein of humiliation. And I will not bottom ever for humiliation. To experience the experience, I would bottom for almost any of the components of pain just so that I could know what it feels like.
Pain is different.
And I have a high tolerance for it, so.
Do you really?
I'm kind of stacking the deck. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. I would never hit you, though.
It'd be funny.
I couldn't do it. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
I've bottomed like twice in my life. And when I was dating a switch, and I bought him for him once. It was part of a deal that we did, and I bought him for him once. And I learned a lot from that experience. And at the end of the experience, I thought, number one, the pain was okay. I understand the catharsis of it. I kind of can see where people enjoy it. It wasn't incredible displeasure. I cried, of course. But I outlasted him. At the end of it, he was just like, you're a better bottom than I am a top. And I was like, well, I could have fucking told you that.
Oh, I have another one.
Yes, ma'am.
Which you just exactly remind me of. You said better. And I would think release judgment. Because it's easy to say. Like, I get this a lot. Oh, my God, you're a trooper. Oh, you said champ. Took it like a champ, right? Like,
yeah, you do. You take it like a champ.
Like, there's such it becomes very easy to qualify like better versus, and then people of their own will go compare, right? Like, how do I match up to? We noticed when during the fisting a little bit ago, I checked the fuck out because I'm here like with this or like Saturday. You said something to me like, I want everyone to see how tough you are. You kept making my chin back up.
And that's right.
Who the fuck is looking at me?
Well, competitive BDSM. Yeah. We did an episode on that. It's a very true, real thing.
And I have like worked hard to make it go away.
That wasn't about you.
I know.
That was me putting you in that secretary weird bar thing.
It was a weird bar
thing. You know what I mean?
My shoulder's still pissed off at me.
She was in the secretary thing. Yeah. But it was like a bar. And I said, put your head up.
because it would make her look tough, like I'm playing with this tough broad. That's it was to make her look gorgeous because
you just do this.
Look, she's playing with me. Oh my God. I've done that. But that was my like it, yeah. And it was impromptu. Like I was like, but put your chin up. Because then I thought, then it's fucking with her head, like now she has to go, God, I gotta keep my chin up while they're doing all this stuff to me.
She's like, you hate it. I'm like, I love it.
And I kept going like this with the writing crop. I just tap it on her chin and she'd be like, it was great. Yeah, it was great.
Well, it's interesting because there's that mental component, which is a huge thing, which I think that we, when you're newbies, you underestimate.
Yeah.
And it's the mental component, which really is that vast world where you can really just run wild and free. And physically, you know, there's only so much you can do. But mentally, you can make whatever XYZ is turn into something infinitely more intense if you engage the mental.
Now, I was going to say also about the competition, like submissives trying to be tougher than the other or whatever. I mean, I feel it as a dominant all the time. Like, I want to look so cool. I still have that. I wish that I could, like, knock that off and just be myself. I felt that, actually, this last weekend. I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to try to be cool. I'm just going to be me. Okay, I'm wearing jeans and a shirt and boots, but whatever. I'm not fancy dom in a corset, whatever. I'm just me, you know, and I felt like more people were watching and like engaging and getting into what I was doing because I wasn't putting on a show or anything. I was just being myself. But there still were people that were watching and I get off on that. Yeah. And so it triggers me. Like I want to be, you know, kick ass and I want to do the Florentine flogging and the single tail and make it snap really loud. And I want them to go, oh, damn, you know. Mm. But that's the thing. And there's the competition between other doms to try to be badass, cool.
Is that unspoken or is that sort of like a thing that kind of...
I've never talked about it with anybody.
We don't discuss it. But in your
secret dom meetings?
Yes. Well, but let's be honest. We all know of those doms that come in and literally take over an entire room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all like, the fuck? I kind of wanted to use part of the room, but I guess I can't because so-and-so has it.
I know that lady.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's one of those things where like, well, I guess I'll take one of the side rooms because fuck, I can't use the main room because somebody's in there. But it's like, I'm going to take the main room over before so-and-so does. And there is a definitive competitive component, which the funny thing is because you're like, look, my ego isn't at that person's level. I don't have that kind of hubris. However, if you want to have a side-by-side, I'll fucking smoke that bitch. Got no problem with that. But I think that it boils down to if you really are a good, true dominant, you don't engage in that. You're like, whatever, have the main room. I can have my incredibly awesome scene where people are literally crowded around the door and causing a fire hazard to watch.
Right.
Cool. It's cool. Got it. Who won? Oh, me, fuck you, bitch.
So you still feel it. It's still there. You know,
right?
Gotta win.
It's difficult for alphas, for people that are type A personalities, to not have that within them. And we're definitively type A personalities.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I co-topped with Heather. I'll mention
other
her
Heather.
The other Heather, who's
awesome.
She's gorgeous and fabulous and fun and kind of quirky and weird and cool. Hi, Heather. I love you.
She
was so much fun. And I think some people were looking at her towards the eye candy. But when it came down to the little competition that I had with her, which was who's more badass, she had to take a break in the middle of it. I was like, I ain't done.
Let's keep going. Crack the knuckles.
Did a little cardio. And so I can keep going. But she was like, I don't know.
Vertical running.
But you know, I mean, it's that little, you and I, when we co-topped, it wasn't that we had a real competition, but it was kind of like, I let you do your thing. And then I went in and did my thing. And then it was just kind of like, well, you know, who's going to, and then no one won really. No one won.
No. And I mean, and a lot for those kind of situations. I mean, that was your bottom.
Yeah.
I'm always going to take beta in that situation because I'm being respectful to you because I respect you 100%. Right. I'm never going to be like, really?
Oh, look, I worked you, boy.
Let me bring out all of my toys. Although you have that one toy. Fuck, I want that toy.
Which one?
That cock
cage. I'm telling you right now, that's the rooster cage.
I
the
want rooster that cage. So. Okay, if anybody can find me the rooster cage, anybody like on the world,
it's like a
find it for
Chinese handcuffs.
A Chinese finger torture.
I you know, will kneel and yeah. bow down to them if they can find me the rooster cage.
You know when you stick your thumbs in so, and then you can't get
is
them
that
out?
Me?
Let's yeah. describe it
I'll
because
do it.
So then that way
yeah,
it's like
just did.
It's like chicken wire
yeah,
and it is like a
springy spring.
It's about 18 inches long.
A roll.
Right.
And it's a round of basically chicken wire
and
that
you can
compress.
It, and then you put it on the cock and then it whoop, shoop. And it's like that Chinese thumb torture where you pull,
cuffs.
No matter how much you pull, you're stuck.
And
it, you
know? And if the penis is erect and full of fluid, then it will push on the outside of this cage and create a beautiful diamond pattern around the penis.
Yeah.
It is so lovely.
It's incredible.
And then we can put glitter on that and on that diamond pattern.
I've never put glitter on the diamond pattern.
I'm missing glitter penis at the Gru. No glitter penis for me.
What? What's going on?
So the Gru is this weekend and I can't go.
Oh. I'm going to be hosting, actually.
You are?
For anybody that's in the LA area, the Southern California Leather Woman Contest. I'm hosting it. This is my second year hosting
it. When is it?
It's this Saturday.
Saturday?
What? Night?
It's Saturday night, actually, it turns out. And it's at the Eagle Bar, which I don't have the address.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Which is a gay male.
Wait,
well,
I know where that is.
Male
it's
gay
in Silver
bar.
Lake, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right near, yeah. okay? Yes.
And so, as far as I know, there's only one contestant, so it's going to be.
It's
what?
Only, it'll
it's
be
always only one contestant.
Well, last year there was three. Last year there was three.
Three? Oh, yeah. That's right, there were, and then we just got the speeches.
I was Sister Mary O'Malley last
you
year.
You were Sister.
I'm Sister Mary O'Malley. But this year I'm going to just be Fauna, but it'll be fun, I hope. Or it'll suck. I don't know. But there's a bar.
What time is it? What time?
What time is the South
Boy, gosh, I probably should have wrote that down.
Probably like 8 o'clock.
Probably around
let
8 o'clock.
Let me FetLife this shit.
Probably on FetLife.
FetLife.
But if you're in the LA area, the Southern California Leather Woman Contest, you know, it's very special.
What's the theme this year?
The theme is, I don't know.
Okay, because the
what
year
are you
before,
say?
The year before last was blood,
whatever they
and
tell
so
me.
So they had to do a presentation or a show it depicting love, and that was when Mistress Melissa won, and it was blood.
Oh.
Blood, love, whatever. Aren't
that was the year before, yeah.
That was the year before, and last year it was fantasies.
They didn't do fantasies last year.
Well, no, but there was a Southern California submissive that showed her fantasy last year. It was really interesting.
Right.
It was
she got
really,
like gang
it was
raped.
Like gang rape. That was her fantasy. It was really
beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember that? I don't remember who she was.
No,
I
do
really
remember
beautiful.
That.
Well,
it was beautiful. Don't remember.
I don't remember the person, but I remember, I mean, I could probably see her and
cool.
point around a crowd.
Yeah.
But I don't remember her name.
So meet and greet is at 8 p.m. The contest is at 9:30. And the MC is the ever fabulous Miss Fauna.
It's me.
Ever fabulous.
I'm
and
on
the
their
cost,
website.
The cost is zero.
No, it's always free. It's fantastic.
It doesn't cost money. And you know what's great is that she flips the bill for all of this. And, you know.
Oh, stuff. Yes.
And it's amazing. And then they have to go all over the country. And Naria, who's the girl who has it right now, she's been amazing. She's actually held it longer because they've had to wait to do this contest. And at the Eagle Bar, they're not charging him a dime to do the contest there, which is really, really
awesome.
Awesome.
They're
yeah.
really awesome.
Well,
they're
it's,
awesome.
A
it's a leather
bar as well.
Bar, right, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what it'll be like. It'll be pretty crazy. I think there'll be more vaginas in there than there's been in a long time.
Huzzah.
I'm going to do everything I can to go.
Yeah, you should come. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Saturday?
I'll be done with the group, but I'm not going to stay for the party.
Well, that's right.
Why would
well,
I?
Let's see what we can do. Because, I mean, I obviously I'm so well, unbelievably sad.
Come and heckle me.
Segway.
Oh, you want me to? Who are you going as? Because
oh
I'll heckle you.
God.
I can heckle you as anybody. Am I heckling you from Jersey? Am I going to heckle you from
Make
Ireland?
Me cry.
What am I heckling you as?
Make me cry. Make
what?
Me cry.
Oh, my God.
Some
kind
of
how's
lemon?
It going?
Oh
who
my
are you?
Are you a puppy
God.
With the lemon?
Can I drink at this thing?
I'm okay, you're not allowed
you.
To come.
I'm telling you.
I'm already ready to cry.
Bring a Hitachi and come right there.
Oh, you're going to bring a Hitachi? I'm going to sit on a Hitachi and I'm going to come all night long. I can't wait.
We were off somewhere else talking.
Oh, can I tell you a story?
We
like
have
at,
a few minutes,
at the last,
so yes.
At the last paradise that we had, which ended... added more edited.
Well, Nancy was fishing.
I made a woman squirt. It was my first time.
Oh,
it
you.
And she flowed like a motherfucker. Dude. And it scared me. I actually said, oh my God, we need backup. That was like my first
response. It's been far too long since I've squirted, and it's actually kind of sad.
So. I mean, but it was incredible. It was happening.
How to do different now?
It was happening, and I was just like, "Wait, what's going on?"
It's so hot.
It's happening. It's happening. It was. That's. I wanted to do this.
I don't necessarily adhere to the premise that all women have the ability to squirt. I don't know if that is a true statement, but I know personally I've had that experience. I know that beautiful Nancy has fisted a girl who squirted. It was amazing.
It was a geyser.
She goes, I have a towel over my stuff. Yeah, I was like,
women that actually squirt are quite familiar with it, and they're like, look, this is going to happen, and I have a waterproof blanket or I have a towel.
No one warned me.
Squirting, here's the thing about squirting is, number one, I mean, we women have the ability to fake an orgasm at any time, any place. I mean, that's something we could do, but you can't fake squirting. And it's like, oh my God, success, victory. And it's, you know, it's this definitive proof. It's like ejaculating, you see it, you're like, well, job done. I'm snapping my suspenders and doing what I think I did. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
It was pretty cool though, because it was happening, and it really was like Christmas Day. Didn't expect that to happen, and then
Christmas Day you can expect it's on account.
I didn't expect the toy that I got, which was like squirting machine.
From Santa.
Yeah, it was like a squirting machine, but it was really cool. And then all I could think of was I can't wait to do this again. That was the
now if you think back to your newbie self, would you have ever thought?
No.
That would have been
my newbie
happening.
Self would have never played with a woman. My newbie self was convinced that, you know, that men only, and that has changed.
I'm
obviously.
Really glad that
clearly. My newbie self didn't even know what squirting was. That's how long ago it was. It wasn't. I mean, and this is before the interwebs. This is how long ago. It was.
1 million years ago.
Let me get my cane out and tell you. And so this whole concept.
Your shillelagh.
If
you suck the balls, then I'll suck the penis.
Okay. I'll suck the balls and you suck the penis.
Well, all right.
Who's this guy?
It's an Irish plan.
That's March. We should be talking.
Good boy.
Oh boy.
Ides of March.
This is why we love fauna.
Well, there's lots of fruit.
There really are.
And Cookie Monster. Why do we love Cookie Monster?
Because why? C is for cunt. I mean, Cookie.
Cunt. Cunt is such a.
This is a wild monster.
Do you know it comes from the Welsh word for queen?
Does it really?
It does.
I did not know that. I don't fancy the Welsh.
Who does fancy the Welsh?
The Welsh don't fancy
the Welsh.
No, that's true. They don't. I have a story to tell you later.
Like, we don't even like ourselves.
No, the Welsh don't. They don't care about themselves. Anyway.
Evidence of that.
But so we're running out of time.
We are.
I don't really know how much we've covered because I've not been sober.
Somebody tweeted that we were being quite silly.
Silly?
Ooh,
not,
who tweeted that?
At least they didn't say.
How many people
are
watching right now?
Here's the deal. If you want to hang out with us when we're drinking, this is what you get.
Yeah.
And just fucking take it or shut the fuck up.
I want to give a shout out to my roommate.
It's the same thing. Ooh. Taking it and shutting the fuck up.
I want to give a shout out to my roommate, Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Will's hanging out with my dog right now.
Hi, dog.
Who's a good dog.
So to wrap up.
Yeah.
Please can contact us. I'm a Insidious Muse like everywhere.
And I'm Service Slut everywhere as well.
And
I'm Fauna. My name on FetLife right now is Sweet Lemon Lady.
Sweet Lemon Lady.
Because you gave me that name.
And then Sanger has like a funky name.
It's Latin.
It is.
It's Audax Oceana.
A-U-D-U-X. A-U-D-A-X-A-O-A-C-E-A-N-A.
Okay. I mean, it's A-U-D-A-X-O-C-E-A-N-A.
Whatever. Anyway, and then on the show, it's Kinkalectual at Kinkalectual. Review us on the iTunes. Listen to us.
Yeah. Say you want to see me.
I'm going to be in. Yes. If you want more fisting or you want. I'm really looking forward to the what, and the butt episode. I'll be honest on that.
When is that happening?
Soon. Next week, though, we are having a very good friend of ours on, and we're going to talk about pain management, and subspace.
Nice.
Which I think will be very interesting.
Yes. Cool.
Be a very fascinating episode.
You have friends that aren't me?
We have friends that aren't you, believe it or not.
That's awkward.
I actually have more than two friends.
Oh, all right.
You wouldn't guess.
I'm just...
Love you guys.
So we're Intellectual Kink, and you know what? Happy fucking New Year.
Woohoo!
Woo! Tits.
Cheers.